Okay, today is Daf Kuf Ayin Hey, second to last Daf of Masechtas Baba Basra. We're going to do the last Mishnah of Masechtas Baba Basra, that we're going to do. And today's shiur is sponsored by Ivan and Vicky Silverman in honor of their son Sammy's Bar Mitzvah, which is taking place tomorrow. They should have a lot of simcha and happiness, and we should see nachas from them. Okay, we're on the fourth wide line on Kuf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. A new topic now. It's not a new topic, it's the same topic, it's a little new. Amr of Huna. Shchiv Mira Hikdish Kol Nechasav. A Shchiv Mira donates all of his Nechasav. He donates all of his Nechasav to the Beit HaMikdash. But he's Machdish everything to the Beit HaMikdash. The Amr, and then he says, by the way, I made a mistake. Mana Leploni Biadi. I owe Ploni $100. Okay? After he donated everything to the Beit HaMikdash, I forgot to say, I owe Ploni, I have money here, I owe him $100. Neman, he's believed. And we'll give him the $100. I donated everything to the Beit HaMikdash. Chazaka, ain't other most knuni al hektish. Nobody does that to hektish. Nobody tries to rip off hektish.
Yeah, I thought hektish always was.
What? That's what I'm saying. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is we don't assume that hektish. He did this to scam hektish. He forgot, so we believe him. And he's allowed to give the guy $100. The whole thing is only when he dies anyway. So we're mekel, and we give the guy the $100. Maskeflor of Nachman. Wait a minute. V'chiyadim also knuni al banov. The guy will do that to his kids. The guy will try to scam his kids. The Rav Shmuel Amitai Vayhu. Rav Shmuel both said, Shchiv Meira Sha'amar Mona Leploni Biyadi. If a Shchiv Meira says, by the way, I owe what's his name $100. Right? I owe what's his name $100. Amar Tenu Nosnim. If he said to the kids, when I die, please give it to him. Please pay off what's his name. Then we listen. Lo Amar Tenu. If he didn't say it, ain't Nosnim. We don't give it. Why not? Because Alma, you know what we really see over here? Why did he say it, the Shchiv Meira? He only said it. A Adam Asa Shalah has Bia Ezbanav. He doesn't want anyone to think his kids are so rich. He knows he's dying. He's going to Yarshin, the kids are going to Yarshin. He doesn't want every collector coming to the door. Hey, you just got a Yerusha. You know, I have an investment for you. How about this tzedakah? How about that tzedakah? He doesn't want his kids to appear rich. So what does he say? I owe that guy money. I owe this one money. I owe him money. He didn't say to give it. Didn't say to pay it. Just schmoozing around. I owe him. So people should think, guys, these kids aren't so rich, your father had a lot of debts. So therefore what? If the father says, listen, pay this guy, really owed him the money, then we believe him. But if the father's just talking, him I owe, why is he doing that? He wants people to hear, these kids aren't, this Yerusha is not such a bracha, they owe a lot of money to the father. Okay? So the Gemara says, the whole discussion over here, why don't we say, so we assume what? Why did the father say that? The father said the only reason he said he owes the money is because he wants the kids to look rich. What about there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hametz. They should fulfill the father's wishes anyway and pay off all that debt, which is probably not even true. So you have a whole discussion why you don't say that over here. You don't say it if the father didn't say specific people or specific instructions. Okay, whatever it is. Anyway, hachanami here too. Adam Asr Shol has Bias Atmo. Why don't we say the same thing? He said that he owes so-and-so money because he doesn't want to appear rich. He doesn't want to appear rich. Right? First of all, the Rishash says, why wouldn't he want to appear rich? So the Rishash says, because... he doesn't want anyone to say, you know, this guy was such a rich man when he died. Look how little tzedakah he gave. He doesn't want to say that about him. So he doesn't want to appear rich, right? He died so wealthy, this is what he did with his life. He wasn't so wealthy, he owed so much money to everybody, leave him alone. So he'll want to appear unrich, he'll want to appear not rich, so people will look at him favorably after he passes. That's what the Rishash says, okay? But wait a minute. The bigger kasha is, what do you mean? What's the Gemara say? Maybe he said, oh, so-and-so money, because he doesn't want to appear rich. But he donated everything to the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean he doesn't want to appear rich? He just donated everything. He's going to die a pauper. There's a Gemara suggesting. Just like somebody do it to his kids. Right? He'll do that to his kids. He'll tell his kids he owes money all over. Not to appear rich. So the kids shouldn't be hounded. Maybe to say anything for himself. So when he said he owes so-and-so $100, when he donated everything to Hekesh, he only did it to appear rich. Ask the Rajba. What kind of hobby is that? He's just donated everything he owns to the base of English. What do you mean he doesn't want to appear rich? Right? Doesn't make any sense. Right? So the Rajma says like this. He didn't say I'm giving everything I own to the Beit HaMikdash. He said I'm giving my nechasim yiduim to the Beit HaMikdash. I'm giving what you see. In other words, he was very vague. So people are all talking about it. You know, he said what he gave. The Swiss bank account he didn't give. Right. So what's in there?
It's how are you going to figure it out?
Oh, so then he might want to go start saying, listen, I owe him money. The guy.
What? That he's dying.
Right.
He died.
Oh, that's one answer the Rashba gives. The Ritva gives that if he dies, in the Chanami, there's no issue. Because he died. What if he doesn't die? What if he gets better? Then his gift to the Beit HaMikdash is bottle.
Why?
Because there's a machlokas about that. The Ritva says we assume that this man Amar holds it's bottle, and therefore now he's a regular guy. So now,
unless he leaves over something for himself, it's always goes through.
Now, what if he recovers?
With a shchinara,
right?
If a person goes and what's
he didn't leave anything over for himself,
then it's gone.
So it's a machlokas if it's bottle or not by hektish. So maybe he'll recover. So for those reasons, we say he doesn't want to appear rich. Okay. The Riyad Ramah has another pshat. Listen to this one. He is not going to recover. He knows he's not going to recover. So I already not want to appear rich because he doesn't want to be out. God knows I'm not going to come. This guy's in his deathbed. He can't protect himself. We'll start raiding the house. People will hound him for tzedakah. So, listen, he's not such a rich guy. He owes a lot of money to everybody. Don't leave this guy alone. Let him die in peace. Leave him alone. Don't bother him. But Riyad Ramah said, that's why he would want to do this. Interesting, no? It's amazing psychology. Anyway, so the Gemara says like this. You're right. Maybe he would want to do that. Ki kamar Rav Huna hasam. When did Rav Huna say his din that the Shechiv Meira will not want to appear rich, and rather we will say that he really did it because he owes the guy money? Did not get shtare. The guy showed up with a shtar. What's the Shechiv Meira going to do? Weasel out of that? The guy has a shtar. You owe me money. Right? Michlal, the Rabbi Shmuel, the low nakat shtara. The Rabbi Shmuel we're talking about where there is no shtar. Right? Rabbi Shmuel asked a question. Would somebody want, right? So there is no shtar. Amar tenu, nosnin? 1 minute. But if he said give it, we give it? Milval peh, it's a milval peh. Rabbi Shmuel, darmi tavayu, milval peh, ena gova, lomina yarshan, vlomina lakuchos. We don't collect the milval peh. Huh? No, we're talking about he died. Right? So what happened? He said, what's the case now? He's on his deathbed. And he's telling his kids, I owe money to him, and I owe money to him, and I owe money to him. And then what happens? He dies. So the guys come and say, you know, by the way, do you remember your father said? See, but we're it's a milval peh here, it's an oral loan. We're a yarshim, we don't have to pay you. You can't collect on a milval peh from yarshim, you can't do that. So what's going on here? By the way, you really wanted to ask was, we have a din that the words of a Shechiv Meira are as if they're written and signed. So it's not really a Milval Peh. You can take that to the bank. A Shechiv Meira says something, you don't need to write it down. Right? So that's what Tosos asked that question. Tosos answers, the only time we say that the words of a Shechiv Meira are binding is by gifts. Because we don't want them to get all agitated. By debt? Don't say that by debt. Right? By the guy owes money. He owes money to people. It has to be written down. It's not written down. By gift. We'll make it because we want to make sure that he doesn't die sooner. That has nothing to do with this. That has nothing to do with debt. So, El Amar of Nachman, Edi V'Edi Dinakat Shtar. Really, both cases have a shtar. The case of Erhuna, there was a shtar. The case of Avashmuel, there was a shtar. Velo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Ha de Mekuyam. In Ravuna's case, the shtar was Mekuyam. Meaning it was substantiated. Ha, the law makoyam. But in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, it wasn't substantiated. So asks the Tosvos, what the kind of chiddush is that? What's the chiddush? That if you come to a guy's house with a substantiated shtar, it'll make you pay, and if not, that's the aleph beis of Nezikin. It's a chiddush over here. The last half of Baal Basra, the guy has a chiddush like that? What's going on here? So Tosvos says, no, because it brings another issue, which we did 100 times, is there a shvuah? Many times you make, you have to make a shavua. I say, I claim, and you claim that with the shavua thrown in, hey, there's no shavua. By shimra. You don't have any proof. You have a star, but it's not substantiated. We don't make you make a shavua. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay? Right. Okay. Amar tnu. Amar tnu kaimei shtari. If he said to give it, we substantiate the star. Lo amar tnu, lo kaimei shtari. If he didn't say to give it, we don't substantiate the star. So this guy's got a star, big deal. He has to substantiate it. The chiddush is no shavua. And then he won't be able to collect. Okay. Similar idea. Amar Rabba. Shchimera sha'amar. A shchimera that says, Mana laploni biyadi. Right? I have $100 that I owe to what's his name. Right? The Amru Yisomen, and the Yisomen say, Paranu. Now we paid that already. We paid off that debt. Nemanin. They are believed. Tnu mana laploni. If the father says, please give money to so-and-so that I owe, for Amru Yisomen Paranu, and the Yisomen says that we paid that already, Ein Nemanin. He's not believed. The kids are not believed. So the Gemara says, Klap Elaya. That makes no sense. Ibcha Mistarva, the other way around. Amar Tnu Mana. If you say, give money. If the father said, give it. Please pay what's his name. I owe him the money. I'm going to die soon. I want to go to Shemayim with a clean slate. Please pay him off. So if he says that, given the Paska Avuhon Lemilsa, since the father gave him a direct command, I ask you to please pay off that debt. Ikla Memra de Pare. We assume the kids listen. Mana laploni biyadi, if he's just stopped talking. What's his name I owe? Didn't say anything. He said, I owe him. Then, came with the low pasak avu on lemilsa. The father didn't tell him to do anything. The father just talking stam. Ikula meimar de lo pare. Maybe they didn't pay. Maybe the kids didn't pay. You had the exact reverse. Why would the kids pay that? Ela, you're right. The Gemara says, you're right. Ela iid mahachi idmar. Here's how it must have got read. Shkib marasha amar. Mana laploni biyadi. If a guy says like this, I owe what's his name money. The Amr Yisomim. The Yisomim say, yeah, our father told us he owes us the money, Taka. The Chazar v'Amar lanu Abba Parati. Then they said, and the father, and by the way, he remembered, he paid us back. Neman, they're believed. My time of why? In Kuri Midkar, he reminded himself. Right, I owed, what's his name? Right, I paid that back, Gizunt. Right, I paid that back. Tanu mana laploni. But if the father says, give money to what's his name. I owe what's his name money. I don't want to die without a clean slate. Please give what's his name the money. V'amri Yisomim, then the Yisomim say, Chazav V'amri Abba Parati. Then the father says, the Yisomim say, what's his name? Plony's in the room when the father says that. Right? He's some cousin. And the father says, by the way, boys, don't forget to pay him. When I die, I owe him money. Don't forget. Then the father dies. The cousin comes to after the shiva. He says, no, where's the money? After you walked out of the room, dad said he paid you back. Right? Then, ain't no nemon. You know why? Not believed. You know why? Dimisa, because if it's true, the pare, that he would pay back, we'll have him too. He never would have said to bail. Right? That doesn't pass the last test. Okay. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. Shchiv Meira Shahaya Shahode Mahu. If a Shchiv Meira says, yeah, that's right. Guy walks into the Shchiv Meira and says, remember you owe me the money? He says, that's right, I do owe you the money. That's right. He admits. So we said a din that a Shchiv Meira says things. They're automatic. Is this automatic?
Shchiv Meira.
The other guy initiated.
Right. And then the Shchiv Meira said, yeah. So Shchiv Meira hode mahu. A Shchiv Meira says it's true. Mahu, what's the din? Tzorach lomer atem edai or ain tzorach lomer atem edai? Does he have to get edim for that? Does he have to say, okay, you guys be witnesses to this? Or we'll believe him anyway? Or tzorach lomer kitzvu or ain tzorach lomer kitzvu? You have to write that down? The shchimer doesn't have to write anything down. Do you have to write this down? Adam mishata b'shas misa or ain adam mishata b'shas misa? Does someone joke around on the deathbed or not? In other words, if you walk over to me and say, you know, by the way, you owe me $100. Yeah, you're right, I do. That's nothing. Why? You made an accusation that's ridiculous. I answered you back ridiculous. You owe me money. You have a document, you have proof, you have nothing. You walk in, you owe me money. Yeah, you're right, I owe you money. He comes to Bezin. By the way, he admitted he owed me the money. He's a mode, he admitted it. So what does Bezin say? Please stop wasting our time. Right? Because that's ridiculous. The question is, by Shchivra, do we say the same thing? Do we say it's ridiculous? Hey, regular person, it's ridiculous. Maybe Shechiv Mirah is different. Why? Because it's a Shechiv Mirah. People don't kid around on the deathbed. That's what we're going to say. That's what we're going to answer. Basar Deboi Hadar Pashte. After we asked it, we answered it. Ain't not the Meshata Meshas Misa. Two people don't kid around on the deathbed. People don't kid around. So a guy walks in and says, by the way, don't remember I left you $1 million? Right? He won't say, that's right. He won't say that. He won't kid around like that. Unless it was true. If it was true, then he'll say it. And by the way, the words of a Shechiv Mirah, you can take him to the bank. So if he does admit, you don't need him, you don't need a star, it's his admission. He could say it without being initiated by the other guy, and therefore it counts. Okay?
That means loans, anything else.
Anything else, right. Right, so we did have that Tosfos who said that the only time we really say that is by a gift. Not by debt.
That's what I'm asking.
Right, so how do you fit that in with this? Right, I'm not sure. So it was after he died. And then they said, by the way, your father owes us money. He admitted it.
We had a situation.
Yeah.
My father's older than I was on deathbed.
Yeah.
And the guy said, for his son, just make sure you pay him after he paid my father after, you know, he died. It's done. The guy said, I don't have to pay. That's it.
Amazing. Okay. Last mission on the Sefer Baal Basra. Why this Mishnah, by the way, is like the Yesodos of Baba Basra. This Mishnah is going to sound like Aleph Beis after we've been doing it for 175 days. And you're going to wonder to yourself, what made Rabbi Huda HaNasi put this Mishnah in the very last Mishnah of the Sefer Baba Basra? Imam should be the first one. What?
Hardest,
easiest. Ready? Hamalva es chaveiro b'shtar. If somebody lends money with a shtar, govim in a chasim mishubadim. You could collect from the chasim mishubadim. That means if Reuven borrows money from Shimon, right? Reuven borrows money from Shimon, and Shimon comes to Reuven and says, Reuven, where's the money you owe me? And Reuven says, I don't have money, I'm broke. Shimon can go to Reuven's assets. Right? Isn't that Aleph Beis? We learned that already so many times. Here is the Mishnah that says it. Someone who borrows money, not only is his money indebted, but his property is also indebted. Right? His property is indebted. Any land, we're going to say, only land's indebted. Let me take that back. If a lender is owed money by a lova, the malva can go into a house and take the stereo and his iPod, he can take all that. But let's say the lender, the lova, sells his iPod to his neighbor, that you can't take away. Because the neighbor is going to say, I didn't know he owed you money. I had no idea.
There's no call that goes out.
There's no call. I didn't know he owed you money. Had I known that? I didn't know that. So by metalathlon, you can seize the metalathlon from the lova himself. But you can't seize it from other people. Land, you can even seize from other people. Why? Because land has a call. We're going to see that's what this whole daf is about. It's amazing
how
Rudanus did that. If there's only Adim, Govim and Chasim Bnei Chorin. If there's only Adim, you can only collect from unencumbered property, meaning the Lova's property that he still has. But once he sells it, then you can't go to other people. Why? Because the other person's going to say, I didn't know he owed you money. I didn't know. There was no star. There was only Adim. Therefore, what? Torah Chaim says, what's the difference between Adim and Adim on a star? Why does a star change? What's the difference?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, what's the answer?
Different type of property. This is something that people don't know about. This is something that... buy and trade without anybody realizing.
Right. What do you mean? There's two Adim that witnessed the transaction that Reuven sold land to someone else.
Okay.
So now, you didn't know? What do you mean you didn't know? Two Adim.
Okay, so
you're not going to believe what the Torah Chaim's going to answer.
Let's hear it.
He's going to answer because the question is, what's the difference between two Adim that's not written down and two Adim that's written down? What's the difference? Well, there's a star. Two Adim wrote it down. We assume the whole world has a cult. When it's just two eidim that saw a transaction without a shtar, we don't assume that. Why not? So Torah Chaim says like this. You ready for this? When there's two eidim, how can these eidim testify or tell anybody what happened to something in this world called Lashon Hara? They can't testify and tell anybody whatever what else happened. However, if it's written down, then there's a third person there. Who's the third person? The sofer. So you have a sofer and plus two eidim. Once there are three people that become public knowledge, they can tell everybody. That's Torah Chaim's answer. Now, that answer is a lot of people that know the Hilchos Lashon Hara really well. Now, that doesn't really jive 100%. But the idea is an interesting idea. The other answer you're going to have to say is that it's in front of Beis Din.
Exactly.
So if it's in front of Beis Din,
it's something then, knows about
then everyone knows about
it's
it.
It's something you can track down. Otherwise...
Right, so the key has to be...
Otherwise you're going to have a problem that this guy's going to make what's it called? He's going to be able to sell property, and somebody else is going to be able to take his property all the time.
Right.
Knows
right. So the key, right. So the key has to be, not the Lashon Hara issue. That, listen, the Torah kind of says that. The key, what? No, there's a sofer. The sofer is the third one.
So the same thing we talked about again. A philosopher.
What? That what?
That the sofer can be counted as a 38.
Right, right. Sunday's daf is a huge machlokas. The first daf of Sanhedrin is a huge machlokas whether a get has to be done in front of a Beis Din. Because in the Mishnah that lists everything that has to be done in front of a Beis Din, get's not on the list. Not on the list. Do you need Beis Din for that? It all depends on how you read Rashi. Eidim, if you sure need. The question is, do you need Beis Din? Fascinating. What?
That's
a wasik. What? Right, Eidim, no question. It's a question of Eidim is here, Eidim Chasima. But do you need a Beis Din? Fascinating. It all depends on how you read a Rashi. We'll do. Mir Tzah Hashem, we'll do it Sunday morning. Anyway, Hotzielov Ksav Yado Shu Chayav Lo. If the lover produces a document in his own handwriting, yes, I owe what's the name $100. Go over to Chasim B'nei Chorin. We will collect from B'nei Chorin, not Mishubadim. Who knows about this document?
Nobody.
Therefore, you can't collect from Mishubadim. But B'nei Chorin, absolutely. The guy writes the document. I owe him $100, 100%. So, right. There were so the Rishonim explained. There were two reasons. There are two reasons why a shtar can produce an obligation to pay. First of all, the contents of the shtar, and has a call. And second of all, if I paid you back, what's the shtar do by you? Right? In other words, I paid you back. Guy comes up, well, I have a shtar. Well, I paid you back. Well, then why do you have the shtar?
Rip it up,
right? So for those two reasons, so that's to figure it, fit in when the Lover himself writes the shtar, it could be that you don't say that thing about what are you doing with the shtar, because he wrote it himself. So you have to hold Mamonas, okay. Orev Hayotze L'achar Chitum Shtaros. Let's say the co-signer writes after the Edom signed. At the Edom signed a shtar, then after that the co-signer writes, I'll be the co-signer. You know what? Government of Chasim B'nei Chorin. That only helps the Chasim B'nei Chorin. Why? Because there's no Edom on that Orev. So all the reasons why a call works doesn't apply here. Why? Because the Orev signed too late. Make sense? It makes a lot of sense. Myself, not only that, Ubalef Nerev Rabbi Shmuel, they came to Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar, and he said, go over me to Chasim B'nei Chorin. Only collect from Chasim B'nei Chorin. Why? Because it's written after the Edom signed. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows when this happened? Who knows when the Orov signed? The Edom didn't sign on that. They signed before that. Right? Amalu Bananas. Bananas says, I have a different opinion. Ein Agova, lo menachasim mishubadim, v'lo menachasim b'nei chorin. Can't collect from neither of them. Neither of them can you collect. Amar lo. What?
Isn't that the same thing?
What do you mean?
You can't collect from b'nei chorin. Sure, you can't collect from...
No, what he's saying is you can't even collect from b'nei chorin. For sure you can't collect from mishubadim. Not even b'nei chorin you can collect. That's what he's saying. Amalo lama. So why not? Amalo hare hachonik es echad bashuk. Let's say the malve bumps into the lova in the street. He says, where's that money? He starts choking him. Mamish, choking him. Where's the money? So you're going to run over and you're going to say, please stop choking him. He says, but he owes me the money. Owes me the money, right? Don't worry, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. Let him go. Now, do you have to take care of it? No. Why'd you say it?
To save him,
right? So, what's a chaver? V'lomalo, hiniach lo, let him go. Vani etin lecha. I'll take care of it. Putter, you're putter from taking care of it. Why? Shlam amunaso halvehu. That's not why he lent the money. He didn't lend him the money because you promised 2 years later, 10 years later, you'll save the guy. That's not why. So too, when you sign after the Adam signed, that's nothing. Ella, Ezehu Arav Shuchayev Halvehu. Ezehu Arav Shuchayev. What kind of Arav is Chayev? Where at the time the loan is initiated, Halvehu, you lend him, Vani Etin Lecha, and I'll take care of it. Then Chayev. Then you Chayev. Why? Shekein Al Munaso Halvehu. That's why he lent him the money. He lent him the money because he knew there was a guarantee. From Rishmael. Ready for this? Vamar Bishmal, Harot Zashiyachkim, if somebody wants to become a Chacham, Yasok B'dinei Mamanis, you should involve yourself in Dinei Mamanis. Why? She'en lecha miksoa b'torah yosem mihen. How do they translate the word miksoa?
Branch.
There's no branch that's greater than Dinei Mamanis. V'hen kimayin hanoveya. It's like a flowing fountain. Right? It's like a flowing fountain. If somebody wants to be involved in the moment, Shamash Hashem Bananas. Go work with Hashem Bananas and learn how to do it. Right? So I saw the art school says that the Tiferes Yisrael said something about this. Right? But don't say what he says. What does he say?
He says that puts in the field of reasoning and analysis, hence it sharpens the mind.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's involved. So it's
why is it involved more than anything else in the Torah? He gets it back and forth at everything.
What? If anything, this is less than everything else.
Oh, here's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. Unbelievable Vart. He says in every single area of the Torah, when push comes to shove, what? There's no definitive answer. There's no definitive answer always. Hilchas Shabbos. I don't know, what's the story with that? Can you do that on Shabbos? I don't know. You know what? Don't do it. Hilchas Kitchen. I don't know. This happened. It fell in over there. You know what? Don't eat it. On Pesach, I don't know, the what do you call it, the bread, I don't, you know what, don't do it, throw it out. What's the downside?
To yourself.
When it comes to Dinei Mamanis, two people are involved. You have two people. You know what, pay him $100. What do you pay him $100? I had $100, why should I pay him? When it comes to Dinei Mamanis, you got to be right. You can't say, well, I'll be machmir because we don't know what to do. Can't say that for Dinei Mamanis, because there's another person that's always going to get harmed. Amazing Vart. Dinei Mamanis is the only branch of Torah you must be right. You've got to know an answer. You can't say, well, we'll be machmer, we don't know what... Oh, you know, you could be mekel over here. There's a reason to be mekel. Either way, machmer or mekel. You're more machmer because you don't know what to do with yourself, so better safe than sorry. You want to be mekel, you have eight different things to rely on, you're going to patch them all together and get yourself a cooler? Great! You could do that too. But not in someone else's cheshbon. Dinei Mamanis is the only branch of Torah where someone else gets affected. Someone gets affected, you've got to be right. You want to be a chacham? You have to know Dinei Mamanis. Amazing vart.
What do you mean? It's one.
It's always two parties.
Someone gets affected at the expense of the other.
Exactly.
Because if someone goes to a rav, say something fell in somewhere.
Right.
And the rav says, throw it out.
Throw it out.
So that person supports.
Yeah. So the rav will say, listen, lose the $5. Lose the $5. So I don't want you to do an issur basa b'chala. That's fine.
Yeah,
we use the $5 and he gains the $5. Why is that fair?
That's right, yeah.
Why is that fair?
We had that human nature that famous story like that.
Right, same story like that.
Right, where the rough said the cow was whatever, the whole cow was no good.
Right.
It's okay.
Right,
that's
exactly the point.
$5, then he went crazy.
But there's a much bigger, there's a much broader, you have to be right. Because
yeah.
It's someone else's question over here. You can't, that's a standard classic Tiferet Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer says, you know, there's a Gemara that we have in Masechet Shabbos that says that the six Siddurim are connected six words of a Pasuk, right? Emunah, Titecha, Yeshuos, Chachma, and Chachma there is Kudshim. In that Gemara, Chachma is Kudshim. What's going on? Here we say Chachma is Mammon, it's Zikin. What's going on? So the Chassam Sofer is amazing. He says, the Yud Gimel Midos, Kshatorah Nedreshes Behen, are most commonly found in Seder Kudshim. The most prevalent, it's true, but yes, we're gonna get to things that we never see anywhere else in Shas. You know, you read in the morning the Yigil Midos, nine of them we never hear. We never see them. We never see what they are, even. Right? In Kudshim, you'll see them all. We're gonna get to all of them. Right? We only see Gdera Shava and Kal V'Chomer. Right? It's the only two we ever see.
Basically.
And Klal Prat sometimes. But the rest of them, Davar had to take it out of the Indian, we never see those. In Kachem, you're going to see them all. So the Chassam Zohar says, that's true. But so this is step one. That's first thing I don't know Dinim Amunus. Then you can go on to the other greater Chachmas. First thing I know Dinim Amunus. Okay? And I saw this fart, such a great fart. It's so true, even though he says it as a joke. It's the Tapuche Chai. He says, Yishlom v'tzachmas. He can say it's a joke. Right? When sitting around and someone said something, if the guy's very, very rich, people generally say, oh, he knows what he's talking about. Why? Because he's rich. That's how people are. The minute he's rich, right, when people say, oh, he really knows his stuff. Harotzi Yachkin, you want to become a Chacham? Go learn Dini Mamanis. You're a rich guy, you have Mamanis, people will listen to you. You think you're a Chacham. You could be the biggest Amaris on 2 feet. But if you're rich, people will be a master of you. Right? He said. It's amazing. It's so true, even though that's not what the Mishnah means. It's like a little bit of a... But it's so true.
The richer you are, the better looking you are, and the more smart you are.
Right? It's such a true statement. Right? Okay. Next. We could spend literally a month on this Gemara now. Amar Ula. Ula says like this. Dvar Torah, min ha-Torah, echad malva b'shtar, v'echad malva al-peh, gov b'nechasim mishubadim. Really, the Torah's point of view is, every kind of loan, you can collect nechasim mishubadim. Even if it's not written down. Even if it's not written down, you can collect nechasim mishubadim. My time of why? You know why? Because shibud d'oraisa. Shibud d'oraisa. How do you know shibud d'oraisa? Look at the Rashbam. It's the first Rashbam on the Gemara. Yotzi Elecha Ha'avot. You come to your guy, and you say to the guy, where's the mashkin? I'm waiting out here. You bring me the mashkin. I lent you money. You bring me the mashkin. Now they're going to the house. It's wait outside. He brings you the mashkin. V'hu adin l'makarkoi. So too land. People throw, Rabban throws up his hands. I don't know what he's talking about. What's he talking about? That's a makar. That's a makar. That shibudim or da'oraisa? It's a mashkin. It's not a shibud. It's a mashkin. I'll lend you money. I'm scared. I don't know who you are. So give me your gold watch. Worst comes to worst, I'm protected. How does that teach you that shibud's da'oraisa? Right? Right? Says the Yadamah like this. The fact that such a concept as a mashkin, right, the Rashbam is normally so wordy. Here says two words, and look what they're going to darshan into the Rashbam. The fact that the Torah came up with an idea of a mashkin. The fact, yeah, he had enough, right? He's like, okay, some second ending
here. You notice it has been going down for the last couple of.
It's true. The fact that the Torah made up such a concept as a mashkin means that the Malva is allowed to take initiative. Otherwise, if not for the mashkin, the Torah would have said, listen, wait for the lover to pay you, sue him, try your best. What can I tell you? The fact that such ideas of mashkin means you're allowed to go to the house. You're allowed to bug the guy. You're allowed to say, I want that mashkin. Oh, you can't go in because you can't invade his privacy, but you can stay by the door all you want. I want that mashkin. So you see there's an idea that such a thing is a shibud. That's what the Yad Ramah says. Okay? Okay, next. Ella... Matam Amru Milval Peh ain't a gova el manachasim b'nechorin. Why, by a Milval Peh, can you not? So why can you not? The answer is, Mishum Tzedek v'lekuchos. Because those purchasers are losing out. I didn't know. I bought the iPod, right? You can take the iPod away from me? Nobody would ever conduct any business. Nobody would ever do that. T'ihachi Milval B'shtar Nami. So then by Milval B'shtar. You cause it on yourself. You have a duty before you buy land to check out. What's with this guy? Does he owe money to people? You have such a duty. And we're going to get to the call. It's basically, we're getting to the...
Same thing.
It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. Rabbi says the exact opposite. Tvar Torah, Echad Milva B'Shtar, Echad Milva Peh, Ein Agol Adon Chazim Nechorin. There's no such thing as a Shibud D'Oraisa. My time is Shibud D'Lav D'Oraisa. No such thing. Uma Atam Amru Milva B'Shtar, Gov Ben Chazim Yishuvadim. Why did Chachamim change the din? People should lend money. People are never going to lend money if they're never going to get protected. So people lend money. Ihachi milval peh nami. So why not an oral loan too? Hasam let's call. There's no call. Now that's the end of the story. Now, Umi Amar Rabba Hachi. Did Rabba really say this? Vaha Amar Rabba, Gavu Karka, Yeshlo, Gavu Mos, Einlo. Talk about a Bechor. So a Bechor is only allowed to collect Pishnayim on what's called Roi. Only if it's there when the father dies. Right? If it's a lottery ticket that the lottery wins the week later after the father died, that's not, you don't get Pishnayim on that lottery winnings. Why? It wasn't Roi. What if somebody owed the father money and there was a lien on land? That's considered Roi. Why? Because you're going to get that. But if it was money, that's not considered, if it was a milva al peh, maybe you're never going to see that loan. Therefore, it's not considered Roy. Okay? So what do you see from there? Amar Rabba, Govu Karka Lo, Yeshlo, Govu Mos, Ein Lo. What do you see? Rabba here holds that land does have a lien. V'chi tema epoch, Rabba de'ulu. U'de'ulu de'rabba. You want to change who said what? Can't do that. Amar Ula said, Dvar Torah, Talach is, that a Balchov, Dine Biziburius. That a Balchov, when he does collect, he gets the cheapest land out there. What do you see? The Ula held, he has the Shibud. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabba Taimei, the B'nai Marava. Rabba was just explaining the Shita, Kamar V'lei Lo Sfrila. He didn't hold from that Shita, he's just explaining that Shita. Okay? Next, two few more lines. Rabba Shmuel Darmer Taibayu, Milval Pe, Ena Gova, a Milval Pe, an oral loan, Ena Gova, Loman Yarshim, Loman Alakuchos, and after the Lakuchos, My Taima, Shibuda, Lav Doraisa. Shibud is not Doraisa. The question that... What? You got it in my ass. If a Yorish, why can't a Yorish get Metalfalin? It has nothing to do with the call. Right? Why can a Milva Bishtar can only collect from the Yarshim we say that a father died. They come collect into the Yarshim. What's the halacha? They can only collect if it's a Shtar. Why? Why? The father owed the money. If they're standing in the shoes of the father, they can take the iPad away from the father. Why can't they take the iPad away from the kids? Why not? Right? Why not? I understand. A third party, I understand. He had no knowledge. What about the Yarshim? So the Tosfos asked this question. Tosfos says that Ein Hachanami, he holds like a mayor, Ula holds like a mayor, and they could. Ein Hachanami, they can. Okay, and just one more line, two more lines. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lakish, Darmi Tavayu, Milva Al Peh, if it's an oral loan, government of Yarshim, Govavim of Yarshim, Eimin Al Kuchos, Maitaima, Shibud Doraisa. It's a Shibud Doraisa, no problem. Alright, we'll stop here, and we'll finish the Masechta tomorrow. Sunday morning, we start Sanhedrin, 7:10. Didn't work?